Today's first scripture comes from Joel 2, verse 28. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Second's from Colossians 3, verse 1. Therefore, if you are raised with Christ, look for the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at God's right hand. And the final one comes from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Desire first and foremost God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
No, I did not know what a bucket list was until I saw the movie. I hear music. Oh, was on my phone? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I didn't know what a bucket list was until I saw the movie in 2007, Bucket List, starring Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. In case you didn't know what a bucket list is, it's a list of things people say they want to do before they kick the bucket. Okay? And it's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, it's very funny. These two guys, I think one's dying of cancer, another one has another terminal illness, and they just do all kinds of crazy stuff. With a sense of urgency, I might add, because they don't know how much longer they have. So they do all kinds of crazy stuff like jump out of airplanes, and I can't remember. The movie is really funny. Today, I thought we'd take a look at something like a bucket list here at Bethel Church. Last week, I asked you to answer a question for me, and I've got 3 pages of responses to the question, what would you like to see happen here at Bethel in the coming year? Sort of a bucket list. What would you like to see happen? I'm going to read some of them. I certainly can't read all of them, but I've highlighted certain parts. Pastor Fred, in the coming year, I would like to see more members volunteering and participating in the activities and ministries of our church. In the financial pledge, I think everyone should take part in one or more of the ministries. I would like to see more dinners, family fellowship dinners, to promote Christian fellowship. Also, to have ongoing small groups throughout the year in order to have Christian studies for those who are interested. We need more Stephen ministers as well. Pastor Fred, our children are the future, so continuing and igniting kids should always be a major focus. God will always bless us if we continue to have people know that we are Christians by our love. Pastor Fred, keep preaching the word. Let the Holy Spirit work and encourage the young people. Pastor Fred, a picture directory would be very helpful to new members and collect names and faces. Also, when the picture directory becomes slightly outdated, there could be a hard copy of members' names, addresses, and phone numbers. So we do need, thank you for the reminder, to update our picture directory. Pastor Fred, I think one thing I would like to see for the future of Bethel is more people to become involved in the work of the church. Doesn't it sometimes seem that the same names keep reappearing and how beautiful and wonderful those folks are? It would be such a blessing if we could just get one or two new people to serve within each ministry of the church. And with all our many ministries, that would be a good number of folks to contribute. Pastor Fred, I'd like to see more people come to God, come to church, and to live with the Lord in their hearts, all of their minds daily, not just on Sunday. Pastor Fred, I'm hoping to see our evangelism efforts to take root and move forward, both for members and as an outreach to our community. Dear Pastor Fred, I'd like to see our sanctuary have a big screen like in the fellowship hall. There was murmuring. So everyone receives the message uniformly. It is so powerful, moving, and added value for the service. Our last combined service was certainly proof of that. My hope is that we can find money to illuminate the sanctuary and the fellowship hall. New lighting for the stage, not only the stage, but for the fellowship hall. We had a little campaign for the sound booth expansion, and we got almost twice we budgeted for. We should start a lighting campaign and see if the results and the money amount need to be improved, the lighting. And there were many, many are continued mission trips to Alaska and other places. More classes and workshops offered for adults in the area of finance and marital relationships, and so forth and so on. These were your hopes, dreams, visions for Bethel Church. As a matter of fact, I'm meeting with a group of folk on Wednesday night who I have invited, and I'm putting out the invitation to anyone who would like to join us on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. I've called it my dream team. I'm sorry the Eagles dream team didn't work out this year, Frank. I mean, I'm right there with you. But you're not over yet. 3-5, I know. Okay. It's turning into a nightmare, unfortunately. No, there's hope. There's hope. But we're calling it our dream team. And we're going to be thinking about the hopes and dreams and visions for Bethel Church in the year to come. The scripture verses that Ray read for us give us help in how to discern these visions and in planning and setting priorities. The prophet Joel, long before Jesus came along, said that there would come a day when God's Spirit would be poured out on everyone, on all hearts, where young men would dream dreams, or old men would dream dreams, and young men would have visions. And we recall that that scripture was quoted by Peter on the steps of perhaps the synagogue as he preached his first sermon, and he quoted Joel, that God's Spirit would be poured out, and indeed it was, upon all flesh. That Holy Spirit is the same Spirit that enables guiding visions today. It is the same Holy Spirit of Pentecost that exists today to help the church, to enable the church, to guide the church into the future, and to dream dreams and visions and have visions for ministry in this community. The past couple of months, I've been in several churches where the vision of those churches has been crystal clear. Adam Hamilton's church out in Leawood, Kansas, Church of the Resurrection. You walk into their foyer, which is as big as this room, has the vision plastered all over the walls. Their purpose, their mission, their vision. And everyone in that church knows what their vision, mission, and purpose is, because they see it every Sunday and every day that they're there. I was just down to Mariners Bethel Friday night for a wedding. And you walk into their foyer, their narthex, which is about a third the size of this building. On the wall, they have their vision, their mission statement, their vision. In fact, they're getting ready to build on to their church. They bought about 10 acres next to the church, 10, 15 acres, and they're going to build a new educational building. They're going to build a youth center and something else. I can't remember what it was. They've got a vision of it there. It's not built yet. It's in the process of visions for the future. The question that we want to answer today and begin in our conversations Wednesday night is, what vision is God giving Bethel Church in the coming year and in the foreseeable future? It's been a while since we've tackled that question, but we need to revisit it. We need to know what God's vision is for this church. The passage from Colossians also gives us help in visioning. Paul says, "Therefore, if you were raised with Christ, look for the things that are above, where Christ is sitting." It's hard to listen to someone if you're distracted by other things. I have that trouble with my wife. That is me listening to her. If I'm got one ear on the football game and she's trying to tell me about something else, guess what I'm listening to? Neither one, really. So distractions are very easy, and it's very easy to be distracted in our world today because we are so bombarded by so many distractions, so many things that come into our lives. The church can also get distracted from its mission. Many churches are in what I like to refer to as maintenance mode as opposed to mission mode. Now, what does that mean? That they're investing more energy, more resources, time in keeping the institution running, keeping the church going, keeping the lights on, keeping the heat going, which we need all those things, don't get me wrong. But sometimes it gets out of whack, and we're maintaining the buildings, we're maintaining the institution rather than feeding the hungry and ministering to the poor and the lost.